Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there. This is Bill Moss. I'm the founder of Citizens Against Terrorism. Welcome to American Patriots Have Responded. I am your host, and we're going to be talking as the world burns. I'd like to introduce to you my host, Deborah Morth. Hello, Deborah. Boy, do we got a show for you tonight. Today's podcast is brought to you by Just Sporting Goods, one mile north of London, Kentucky, on Laurel Road at the Green Roof Plaza. Jeff has trailer accessories, archery supplies, guns, ammo, fishing, tackle, and more. Stop in and see Jeff for all your sporting good needs. His phone number is 606-877-2442. We have lost our co-host. We have found a lot of information since last night's show, and we're eager to get this out to the listeners tonight. And first, I want you to listen to a couple of audio tapes that we have going. This first one, the tape is by a lady named Rebecca. I'm not going to say her last name. She lives in Silverton, Oregon. She's a resident. And the second is by two Clackamas, Oregon deputies talking to Robert West, a live streamer from Portland, Oregon. You can find the actual video on YouTube under Robert West Portland. The first audio we're going to share with you has been taken down by Facebook, stating that an independent fact checker, USA Today, has deemed it fake. Fact checkers for Facebook are always leaning toward the liberal left, so I don't find much trust in them. I have posted things I have seen on the television. Well, let me tell you, I can sit there and watch it on the TV and post something about it, and they'll come back, and a lot of these listeners will know. First thing they do, they pop a fact check up. Oh, that's not right. That's not right. But, you know, you take it for what it's worth. It has been denied by USA. But I think as you listen to the show today, you're gonna listen and find some things that you're gonna find interesting about what's being told and what's not being told. And I can't say for sure who's telling the truth or not, but I think everybody's voice deserves to be heard.
Can you hear me, Bill?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you. I'm getting ready to play Rebecca.
All right. I'm on board, Deborah Morris, your co-host.
Live on Facebook, which I've never done before. But Scott has, as you guys know, has been up on the fire, the Little White Fire, on a bulldozer for the last 36 hours or something. And he was going to go home and check on our house because just to check on our house and make sure that, you know, nobody, no assholes had taken any of our stuff. And he was the street from our driveway, and there's right before Markham Circle, and he noticed out in the hayfield there's some big round bales, and one of them has a smiley face on it. I'm sure if you live out there, you know what I'm talking about. And he noticed two guys in gas masks out there, and they're trying to set the freaking field on fire, the hay bale on fire, the big bale. So he pulls off to the side of the road and gets out of the truck, and the guys run and get in their car and are headed towards Silverton. Scott has been on the dozer. He has no idea what's going on. He doesn't know that this has been happening. I know there was a sighting of two guys in gas masks last night up on Sawtell trying to start a fire, which somebody then said was false, and somewhere else as well. So I'm here to tell you that that is actually happening. Scott watched them trying to start a fire on that round bale across from our driveway on Highway 213, right next to the road, and they are heading towards Silverton in a maroon Lexus. I called 911 already. Scott tried, anyway, long story. I called 911 already, and but I don't think anything's happening because they don't have people to do it. So, like, this is unreal. I don't even understand this. I mean, they're up there fighting these fires nonstop around the o'clock, and these assholes are literally starting fires all over the place. So all of these fires are being started by these jackasses. They're not starting naturally. They're being started by people. And I kept seeing articles about this and other people's postings about this, and I just kind of kept thinking, like, oh, I don't know if this is real, but it is real. It is real. So I don't know what to say other than, like, watch. What, you have to just keep your eyes open everywhere. These guys are literally starting fires everywhere. So, and keep your eyes out for a maroon Lexus. That's all I know. He didn't have a chance to get the plates. He didn't really understand what was going on until it was too late. So, anyway, I don't know what else to do other than, like, warn everybody and just tell you to keep your eyes open. So, I don't know. If anybody knows, like, what else we should do, let me know. But just know that there are literally people in our area all over the place starting fires on purpose. So just be ready. So anyway, God bless. Hope everybody's staying safe. I don't know how we're ever going to get through this because we're fighting a losing battle, I feel like. But those guys are up there busting their asses trying to save people's houses, and ours could have been literally up in flames in a matter of minutes, along with all of Markham Circle. So thank God Scott came along when he did. And so bye, guys.
Hello, Deborah. You watched the video.
Yep, I sure did. And I apologize. I think when you touch something, it kind of gets a disconnect. So sorry about that lapse. Yes, I did watch it. And it was so disturbing. I can't believe it. Bill, it's horrible.
Well, you know, I mean, I can't say if it's true. I can't say if it's not. But, I mean, I look at the body language of people when they talk to me. You know, this lady certainly appeared distressed. She certainly appeared to be shaken. One of the things that I noticed, I mean, she actually gave the direction basically to where she lives, and we could even bring up the house, right? So you know, I don't know what to think, but I can tell you that I know that we had a long time ago, they were saying we're going to attack the cities and then we're going to move into the countryside. Now if they're doing that, these people are probably right. And if they're doing that, then, you know, the people in the smaller areas and the more rural areas need to start paying more attention to what's going on around them. We've seen a video where a guy was talking to a deputy, and they had a car, right, a police car right there beside a vehicle they'd found that was kind of stashed in the woods. It was an old beater truck, and it was loaded with fireworks. I can't find a good reason for that. To be out there, you know, in the open like that, you know, with a truckload of fireworks in it, other than something maybe like this. But it disturbs me because, you know, when people try to say something, it's automatically cut down. It's automatically shut down. And that's one thing we believe in this show is giving people a chance to speak their piece, and then we can glean from it ourselves what we want to believe and what we don't want to believe. But I mean, to me, she just really seemed shook. Did she not to you? I mean,
oh my God, Bill, this woman was terrified. They almost lost their house. Her husband's a firefighter, 36 hours on a bulldozer, trying to fight these fires. And the distressing part is she wasn't home. He happened to stop and drive to check the house, and he sees this, and they scatter, and she reports it 911, and they don't respond. There's nobody to help. I don't even think they believe her, or they do, and something is going on that's nefarious. Now, what about the fact checker? When I went, we found the names. We know where she's at. She's absolutely transparent. What about the fact that Facebook removed this within hours?
Well, you're asking a man that has put nothing on that would be against Facebook policies. Our page has not had one complaint on it. I mean, when you pull the stats up on it. And at the same time, I just got shut down the other day. You know, the only thing that I can think they shut me down for was there was coverage that we done of the Kenosha shooting up there where Kyle was defending himself. And that's the only thing I can figure they might have shut it down for. But they pulled every post I'd ever put on. They even pulled the cover page off of the Facebook page. And it was just an American flag, but I put it on, so they pulled it off. I've got to find out what's going on there because, I mean, as you know, we've had trouble with them trying to censor us. We've had members that's been censored, and they've had their pages pulled. I've had my page pulled now. And we're trying to figure out what's going on. We are filing complaints with the FTC, and I urge anybody, if Facebook is shutting you down, get a hold of the Federal Trade Commission in Washington, D.C. You can call them on the phone. You can give them a verbal complaint, or you can get their address and give them a written complaint. And they are working on this. You know, even our president's been censored and fact-checked. And so, I mean, you know, it's kind of ridiculous. Anybody can get on there and say anything they want on this side that's attacking our country. But if anybody gets on there that's a patriot and says anything, you know what happens. You get fact-checked. So, to me, fact-check, you know, if you look at Snopes and all this, that woman's got a record, right? Didn't you tell me she had a record?
She's got a colorful past, and so does he. These people are not... you know, when you think of fact checker, you think of somebody that's got, you know, they've got an encyclopedia of knowledge. They're investigators. They've got credibility, reputation. Please, everyone, check the Snopes people out. Check the fact checkers. They're all working for the same people. I don't want to name names. I also want to bring up something, Bill. A Gage that lost part of his bicep. You bring up Kyle Rittenhouse, this
right.
Poor kid that I would love to have 100 of him protecting my home any day of the week. I would give everything I have to have a kid that had that kind of that gentleman that had that kind of ability. But Gage, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce that man's last name, the supposed paramedic, he is on CNN. He was interviewed by the reputable laugh, laugh, wink, wink, nod, nod, CNN. What do you think about that?
He's
an American hero. He's an American hero.
Well, I don't know who interviewed him, but I could almost imagine probably I could see Don Lemon. I could see him maybe doing it. I don't know who done it. I don't watch that. I don't watch that news agency because it's trash. I don't watch MSNBC. I call her, their lead anchor Rachel Maddow. I don't fool with them people. You know, if you want to turn on and you want to watch fiction, go to Sci-Fi Channel. You know what I'm saying? And you know, and it's got just as bad just about at Fox. There's just a few of those that are left that I've got the time of day for, and. You know,
if I want
unbiased news, I go to Newsmax or OWN. That's where I go because they're more like the news we grew up with where they get up there, they tell the story, whichever way it lies, that's the way it lies. They tell the truth, you know.
Right.
And, you know, we used to have journalists in this country, but now we have storytellers. And they tell the story how they want it told. And, you know, they slant the ending and everything, however it looks good for them, however they get the ratings and however they can pander to their audience. You know, it's like a preacher. I had a preacher one time, a priest, not a Catholic priest, but a priest tell me, said, well, I know what I'm teaching from the pulpit is wrong, but that's what they want to hear. Okay. Now the Bible talks about those that talk, that speak to itching ears. And I'm just going to leave it with that because you can figure out where they're going and that's the end of it. But now, you know, this woman, you know, was something else. I mean, she was nervous. She was, you know, entirely worked up. You could tell she was in, you know, kind of defensive in her posture and stuff. But now I want you to listen to this second recording we got that was made by Robert West. You can find his page on YouTube, Robert West Portland. Put that in there. You will see this video that I'm getting ready to play the sound to right now. And I want you to listen to what this Clackamas County Sheriff Deputy says. And then I'll tell you more about it when we get done. Here we go.
And that's fine. You need to tell. What have you heard about Antifa crimes? I want to know how you know the information. It's very serious right now, okay?
Yeah.
What I heard. My name's Mark, by the way.
Okay.
What I heard from some conservatives. Are you part of this? Will you please go over there then? Thank you. What I heard was from some conservatives.
Okay.
Right.
And this is serious. I mean, I want to know whatever you know.
Yeah.
That
these are top watch stuff that we're talking.
Okay, that, so. That they were, they had guns in the car. They said that there was Antifa that set a barrel on fire in Sandy.
I don't know that.
Okay, and they said that. Well, they said someone seen it.
Okay.
And they said.
Are you getting this by now? Okay, that's cool. That's fine.
And what they did was they, what they're doing is they're driving around looking for Antifa.
Your friends are, or whoever it's, these people it, are.
I don't. Partners. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I also know because the guy showed me a video.
If you have, is a video showing cars or like that?
No.
This, we're serious about this, okay?
Yeah. A guy showed me this video right here.
Let me get my glasses on.
Or not a video, but a picture.
Okay. Gas cans and propane. Okay.
Yeah. They found that in a bush.
Where?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Can we find out where?
Because
here's what I'm worried about. Bob, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm worried about is that there's people stashing stuff, right?
Right.
It means that they're going to go in preparation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I don't want to sound like some doomsdayer.
Right.
But it's getting serious. And we need the public's help on
there,
this.
There are people that are not going to leave their homes. And if this happens, if they start igniting more fires, people are going to die.
Right.
That's not okay.
No.
It shouldn't be okay with anybody on cop watch.
Hell no, it's not.
Anybody in the world right now.
No.
That's absolutely crossing a huge line. That's
right.
About politics or anything.
You see,
no one's with me.
Okay.
I'm by myself.
Because he was a mean mug anyway. I was like,
yeah.
You want to go talk to that guy?
Yeah.
There was something wrong with him. So I really, if you know anything, please get a hold of me. And anyway, you can be this. I don't really care.
Right.
I don't. I'll even show you my name. You can get that on your camera too, okay?
Do you have a business card?
I don't. I'm all up. I'll write my name down.
Okay.
You can call me, okay?
Yeah.
Because, man, I'm 20 days away, but I still give a shit.
Right.
You can put that on camera. I give a shit, okay? You need to spell that out.
Yeah.
What guy said it?
Yeah. But, yeah, I was up there in the hills driving around looking for the fire and also looking for looters.
If you find it, put that camera to work. So I want license plate numbers, vehicles. You can get their face.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get horrible up here right now.
Right. And a lot of the people believe that once, if the fire does hit town, the sheriffs will be gone and basically it's going to be whatever people's here.
I'm gonna be surprised. They've now pulled all fire personnel from the front lines because they're waiting for this just to explode.
Yeah.
So just for your own safety, I don't know where you live. I don't really care, but I don't know what the timeline is on it, but it's serious.
Yeah. Well, if it comes here, I'm gonna stand right in the middle of that parking lot right there.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So But seriously, if you get any intel, because I know you're pretty low linked with some of the community,
mm-hmm.
as far as that stuff, please call us. This is important because,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to say this, Antifa motherfuckers, okay,
right.
are out causing hell.
Right.
And there's a lot of lives at stake, and there's a lot of people's property at stake because these guys got some vendetta.
Right.
All right. So,
what they don't realize is they come out here, they do stuff out here, right? And then when stuff happens downtown, more people are like, well, hey, they came out to our place and burned our place down. I'm going to go downtown.
Right. Could you do me one favor?
What?
I don't care if you video this or if you video that.
Uh-huh.
But I know your stuff goes live, and that's cool. I'm not by any means trying to impede that. But can you at least not video the fire department? Because I want the safety of those guys, right?
Right.
The safety of them is paramount, because those are going to be the ones that when the shit hits the fan, they're going to be out there fighting the fires.
Right.
And I don't want any Antifa or some other left-wing crazy people going, oh, well, that's how they got all set. All right.
Okay.
You can video my car. You can video. I don't give a crap. Right. I don't care.
Yeah. So, I won't videotape the firefighters setting up. But like, say the fire came over here and they're
fine.
Fine.
Know, absolutely.
But
just don't give their location away, please.
Okay.
All right. Just for their safety. They've got no dog in this fight other than trying to fight what's right. All right. You cool with that?
I'm cool
video
with that.
Video me. Shit. You can video me. Take a piss. I don't care. But just. Don't video them for their safety.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Cool. Thanks,
Nicole. All right.
Wow. That was a Clackamas County Sheriff's Deputy talking there. That was him that said, Antifa mother effers. I'm not going to say what he says. Are doing a bunch of crap. Okay? That's what's going on. I mean, you know. This deputy is up here saying this, and I don't know why I would say it if he hadn't, if he didn't believe that. Unfortunately, the deputy was put on leave for saying Antifa's involved. The other deputy says, I don't want to sound like a doomsday player, but people are going to leave, not going to leave their homes. They're going to die. You know, people's going to die. Their property is at stake. Their lives are at stake. And, we talked to John last night. He said, not all these fires are set, So I don't know where it's going any which way. Billy Bob told us the same thing when he called in. He told us, that things, things aren't doing that. That some of them, natural fires. So I'm not on the ground. I can't say either way, but I want to hear everybody's side of it. And we'll see what comes out. But did you hear what he said about the fire department, Deborah?
Well, yes. And, when we watched this preparing for the show, we did our own intel and our own investigation. Do you remember how we heard from all the news stations locally in Oregon that this is spreading rumors? The sheriff commission does not want any part of it. It is a lie. Antifa is not involved. And what I've got to say about this is, if you tie the two stories so far together, that this is definitely happening, and they are being told to shut up and ignored and sent away. I mean,
now one of the things about Rebecca, though. When she was fact-checked, they said Antifa is not doing this. But if you go back and you play this show over when we're done, you listen to what she says. She never says anything about Antifa. She said two people in gas masks. That's all she said. That did not mean Antifa. It could be anybody in gas masks. I've got gas masks. Okay, we live in an area where they've got all this sarin gas that they're trying to get rid of. We have to have stuff like that just to get it out of here. And hope we can outrun the cloud, because once it gets on your skin, it's not going to matter if you got the mask or not. But, anybody can pick up a gas mask. You can get them at flea markets, army supplies. But the whole thing is, and now this deputy, he up and says, Antifa is out there doing this. Okay? So I don't know. Why would he lie? Why would he risk his job? He's already put on leave for saying this. Surely he knew that if it got out, that he said this and he was going against the sheriff, he's probably going to get in trouble. But maybe he felt that he needed to get that out. I wish I knew the deputy's name, because I'd like to call him and have him on the show and find out why he said that. When you say, please don't expose the fire department, their location, that's scary. I mean, these guys are out there. Their whole goal, as a firefighter, I know having been a firefighter, you know, you don't go into a firearm. You don't go to a firearm. You know, you got an axe or you got a, you know, a Halligan tool or something like that, but you don't go in there armed. And we've had situations when I was in Indiana that we would, and Kentucky, that we'd get fires like at drug houses and stuff, and we'd get shot at and stuff. But if you've ever been in a forest fire, like I said last night, it can change so quickly. And just knowing where they're at, somebody could set a fire that would come out and trample. And I pray that doesn't happen. Now, one of the things, Debbie, you've heard me say this, Debbie, and our listeners have heard me say this. Antifa and Black Lives has said all along, they're going to burn it down. They're going to burn down every city. They're going to burn down every precinct for the police. They're on a mission, and they've said, we're going into the suburbs. We're going out into the country. And we've done had reports, like we've talked about in past shows, we've had reports of ranchers out on big ranches that find their cattle slain and BLM put on them. Whether BLM did it or somebody did it to get them in trouble, I don't know. But, I mean, it's pretty obvious that this is not a good thing. But they've talked about they're going to do this. And this last week, if you've watched the live streams we've watched, there's not been as much action in the cities, especially in that region out there in the West. But tonight, now they're back. So my question is, did they go out into the countryside? Did they do this? And now they're back to attack the cities. You know, it makes it even easier to attack the cities if you got all the outlying areas that can't come in to assist. You know, this is a highly paid, highly orchestrated organization, and it's scary. You know, during the weekend, they left Portland, you know, now they're back. I mean, you know, they're back pretty strong from what we were seeing before we come on the air. And they said they'd do this. They said they'd do it. Last night, I just said, if you're in a small town, you think you're safe, you're kidding yourself. Have you looked at this Michael Jared Bogda?
Yes, I have. Actually, I have.
He's been arrested and charged with allegedly setting fires that burned several towns in Jackson County, Oregon. There were two origins of the Alameda fire. And I say fire, not fire. I'm sorry, I'm a Southern boy. The fire Bogda allegedly said was one of the origins of those two fires. It's been reported that five people have perished in that fire and that 50 more are missing. His charges include 2 counts of arson, 15 counts of criminal mischief, and 24 counts of reckless endangerment. My gosh, this guy. And we've looked him up. We've looked him up. We've got to look at him, and he's a wild-looking one. He's about wild as that one lady we had on last night. We didn't see anything on his record, correct me if I'm wrong, that said he was Antifa or that he was BLM, but, I mean, he's definitely a criminal. He's got, if he's doing all this, you know, and if in fact he's doing it, I mean, 2 counts of arson, 15 counts of criminal mischief, and 24 counts of reckless endangerment. That means he's put somebody else's life in danger by his actions. These aren't choir boys and girls. These aren't choir boys and girls. A lot of people think they're all, you know, these kids that live in their mom and dad's basements, and a lot of them are. But this guy, I forget how old he was. I didn't write it down, but this guy, I mean, he's an older guy. I mean, he's middle-aged type guy. What do you make of that?
I think he was 41. I don't quote me on that, but I think when we were doing our research. By the way, Bill, there's, 2, 4, 6, 9 live streams coming out of Portland last night there was one with two or three people on the street.
Right.
Strangely enough, but I believe he's 41. This guy also, I think, had a record. Am I wrong?
I believe so. I believe he did.
Yeah.
I believe he did. I'm not. I know the next one we're going to talk about did. I can't remember if we did. I didn't have it in my notes. If he did, so I'm not going to say for sure he did. But he's definitely a rough looking character. He's the kind of guy that when he's around you in a dark place, you want to keep your eye on him. You know, or I would. I wouldn't trust him with my back to him. But now this next one, Lord, he's something else. I can get preaching on him tonight. Okay, we got a boy named Jeff Accord. Now this guy is a Black Lives sympathizer. He was arrested in 2014 during the Ferguson riots. If you remember them, remember the damage, how they burnt Ferguson. You know what helped save that city was the Oath Keepers. They come in, they man the shopkeepers' roofs with their rifles, and then they decided, hey, these guys aren't playing around, you know? And, the Oath Keepers come in, 3%ers come in, they stood up, and they took positions, and the people kind of wised up, and that helped to turn that whole thing around. He's a Black Lives sympathizer. He did say, though, that he thought that looting and hurting people was wrong. Okay, I've got to give him credit for that. And I did notice on his Facebook page, he even said that he thought that the shopkeepers are being reimbursed for their losses somehow. But, you know, the thing is people don't realize that, you know, that these people out in the street doing all this, they said, well, they got insurance. Well, you call your insurance company and you find out what happens when there's civil unrest and there's riots. You do not get paid. You do not get paid. It's a disclaimer in there that in case of war or riots or, you know, some other type of civil unrest, that your policy does not pay. So these people are losing their buildings, their equipment, their inventory, everything they have worked for. And as somebody, as a small businessman, I have put my lifeblood into my business only to lose it at the hands of somebody else. And I can feel for these people. I know what they're feeling. Okay. Now this guy, got him caught was a resident at Puyallup, Washington witnessed him and identified him as the person who allegedly set the fire to an area by their home, and it forced them to evacuate their house. Okay? And in these fires, there are two people dead in these fires.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, what happens if you do something that causes somebody to die? That's murder, and you can be charged for it. On Tuesday, he was arrested on two counts of possession of methamphetamine. The fire burned 5,700 acres, and 2,000 residents lost their homes in this fire. In June of 2017, he was arrested for parole violation and burglary. Then in 2018, he was arrested for failure to appear and possession of methamphetamine. Again, these aren't choir boys. If you know these guys on meth, they're crazy. They'll do anything. They'll do anything. You cannot trust them. And then January 3rd of this year, he was arrested again for parole violation and burglary. Now, I got a question. When you get a parole violation, I don't understand why you keep getting let back out to commit more crimes. I mean, burglary, you know, drugs. But what's going on with this?
Well, state of Oregon. Do I need to say any more, Bill? It's Oregon. They're letting people out. California, people, Washington State. I mean, my God, letting
New
people
York.
Out. Yep,
New York.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, you can go to jail in New York or Oregon or you know, many of these states, California, for going in and opening up your business to cut somebody's hair. Or, you know, you can go to jail for, you know, opening your restaurant when they've got to order clothes or for going to church. For going to church. You know, your state's good about that right there. You know, and then you're not supposed to sing in church. You're not supposed to worship in church. You're supposed to social distance. 10 people in a church might hold 300. I mean, these rules, you know, Pastor Greg talked about that on his show. These rules are unconstitutional by all means. And I always noticed, did you notice, I call her Mary Beetlejuice, Lori Lightfoot of Chicago. When she needed her haircut, she got it because she's the face of Chicago. Well, I tell you what, if that's the face of Chicago, they need a lift. I mean, that woman looks like Beetlejuice. And then look who comes in California and gets their haircut the other day. Okay? That's one of your congressional representatives that's supposed to be representing you. But you notice they call themselves your leaders now. They've forgotten what the Constitution says. They're there to represent the people. So, you know, they figure themselves above the law. They do what they want. You know, Gretchen Wilson, she opened up, had them open up a bar so she could go in and have a drink. You remember that? You know, you see these things. And, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of Republicans out there doing the same thing if you just catch them. I don't know if they're a little smarter or what, but I mean, the whole thing is a joke. You know, anyway, on the 3rd of January, this guy was arrested for parole violation burglary. September 8th, he was again arrested for 2 grams of methamphetamine and was released. Okay. The news said he supported Antifa. However, his post does not show him to be a supporter of Antifa, but it shows him to be a supporter of Black Lives Matter. And if you look on his friends list, there's even a Black Lives Matter emblem on one of his friends' things. You know, and we're looking at the news now. We're looking at what the news is saying, what we're being told by our officials and stuff. And we have to question. That's the thing. I want people to question. I want them to dig for the truth and demand the truth. You know, the fire said the news said that fire started by downed power lines, right? Yet now he's charged with the very same fire. So which was it? Did the power line start it or did he start it? You know, it sounds to me like somebody's been CYOA and trying to keep things out of the news. He was stopped earlier by the police that same day for carrying a lighter. Now, you know, he had a record. They probably seen him with his lighter. I don't know. It might have been like a big lighter like you light a fireplace with or something. I don't know. I don't know what kind of lighter. But anyway, they stopped and questioned him about it. And then he was arrested on Friday after being out of jail for 2 hours before being arrested again. 2 hours. You know, now I've told you, I've heard of people that was arrested and released 7 times in a 24-hour period in New York. I mean, this is going on, folks. But you do something wrong, and you see how long you sit. I bet you won't be in there 2 hours unless you're out in the street destroying other people's property and attacking people. Now, he was arrested on September 9th at 2:12 p.m. He was bailed out at 1:45 September 11th. And then he, when he was arrested for fire and bail, within 2 hours of his release, his bail is now set at $100,000 cash. I don't know if he's out or not. Have you heard? I know you was looking, trying to find out.
I can't find out. This guy is probably going to get a Nobel Peace Prize instead of our President Trump. I'm not kidding. I don't know what happened to him. They're keeping it a secret. I don't know.
It would be interesting to find out, would it not?
Yeah, sure. I looked first.
But you know, he's also suspected in 2 more fires. One of them was the Bonnie Lake fire that burned more than 800 acres.
Right.
So they're looking to him for that. Now, I don't know what to think about these people, you know. But I can tell you one thing. They're not out there for our good. They're not out there for our good. And if they're not setting the fires out there, praise God. But if they are, you know, it makes me hard to think that, you know, anybody that says they are, that they seen something or being told they're lying. You know, that kind of makes it hard on people. You know, when Billy Bob was on, he's, you know, we said yesterday, if you see something, say something. But how are you going to be treated if you do? You know?
Well, Bill, I know you're playing devil's advocate and trying to be fair and give everybody the benefit of the doubt, because we're not in the United Kingdom where you're guilty before proven innocent. We do have
right.
due process in this country. But I got to say, if I can get personal, just in my world, the research that I've been doing, this guy back in 2014 was claimed to be Antifa. This is everything I'm hearing. By the way, Precious Child is down here in LA streaming. So is Skylar, one of the streamers. There's fires lit up all over LA, all over the San Gabriel. So I'm just watching where they're going. So I'm going to say, I'm going to be the team homeowner, you know, legal citizen, and I'm going to say this looks more than fishy to me.
Well, like I said last night, it sounds like there's a rat in a soup. You know, I mean, God almighty. You know, we've been in the street. We've seen these people. You've been at Command Central. You've watched it. And these people are violent people. And they'll do anything they can. They'll do anything they can to harm you. They'll try to pin you down. They'll try to, you know, get you cut off from everybody else. That's what happened to that group that was with that other fellow last weekend. I don't want to keep going back to that, but, I mean, that was a ridiculous thing. And you're right. In 2014, he did make a post claiming to be Antifa. I had forgot about that. You watch these live streamers, too. If you notice, there's been a whole lot more live streamers come along lately in the last, you know, the last month. And the reason is a lot of these live streamers are people that are Antifa that learned in certain states they don't require press credentials. Anybody can say I'm the press. You know, we don't say we're the press. We say we're a current event show. We lay it out there and let you make a decision. But, I mean, you can throw on a helmet. You can throw on a flak jacket. You can have press wrote on the back of it. You can take your cell phone or you can take a camera and call yourself press. But now we've seen in these live streams, Debbie, we've seen these people that's supposedly press join into the violence. We've seen them join into the violence.
How about the, I'm sure people that are watching social media have seen the video of the gentleman, black gentleman in New York, driving a beautiful SUV in New York City, was pulled out of the car, got out of the car, had the hell beat out of him by 8 to 10 of them, like animals on top of him. So I noticed that they don't do this alone, one-on-one. It's not one-on-one, Bill. It's not.
It's like a pack of Jekylls. You know, they look for the weak one. They try to cut them out. You know, that was one of the things they were doing in Louisville. They was looking for small groups of armed patriots to cut off from the others. And we definitely was a small group, you know. You know, we had, you know, Army and Marine Corps Rangers and law enforcement there. And, you know, I'm glad we didn't have to do anything, but I think they've been surprised at what would happen. And I'm, you know, we don't want to do that. We want to go in. We want to maintain peace. We want to, you know, and the thing is, we want to protect everybody. You know, we just want everybody to be peaceful and we'll protect them. We'll protect Black Lives, Antifa, and anything as long as they're being, you know, they're being peaceful. We'll do the same thing with the other side, whether it be patriots or the white supremacists. Because I'm going to tell you right now, Black Lives Matter is no better than the Klan or the skinheads or anything else. Because what are they doing? They're marching in the street. They want their way. Lord, they want their way. And you know, no life matters except Black Lives until Black Lives Matters. Okay? They're pushing this. They're wanting to cut us down to where people are all underneath of what they want. Now, you know, my experience been in history, you take 13 people and you take 87 people, okay? And that 13 people tries to jump those 87 people. That 13 people don't fare too well. You see what I'm saying? Because, you know, Black Lives Matters is 13%, black people are 13% of this population. And time you take out the ones that are in prison, you take out the ones that are not involved, the good, hardworking people, and all these other people, you're probably looking about 4-1, maybe 5-1. You know, right now these liberal politicians, you know, and I mean, there was even one liberal Republican governor or mayor, I forget what it was, that's been pulling this stuff, and they're letting them come in, destroy their cities. They're you know, handicapping the police. You know, they're taking their money away. They're less manpower. Everybody's saying the heck with it. I'm going to take an early retirement, and I don't blame them. I'd get out too. Okay. But they're handicapping our police. They're not letting them go into the riots and disperse them and get it done. I seen the other day, you know, I forget where it was. They took the CS gas away. Okay. That's not going to kill you. Believe me. Because if anybody that's ever been in the military, one of the first things you learn is that's not going to kill you, because they put you in a gas chamber and make you take that gas. And you come out, you're sick, you're sneezing and snotting, and I know it's not a good word, I guess, but you come out, your eyes are watering, your nose is running, all your mucous membranes, and it doesn't kill you. It irritates, you know, your skin, irritates your breathing passages, but it's nothing that's going to kill you. But these people are out to kill them. And now I seen somebody the other day come on Twitter, onto one of my tweets, and they said, well, you know, the police say everybody walking around in these black jackets, you know, just kind of makes things worse. So why don't police take theirs off? Well, you know what? They're there to protect everybody. And if everybody respected them, if everybody done what they're supposed to do under the law, they wouldn't have a need for them either. But as long as we've got these hoodlums in the street, and I'm calling them hoodlums, okay? They're nothing but I mean, they're gutter trash to me. And, you know, some people might feel, oh, God, he's just said a word. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't care, all right? When you go act like that, if it was my son that attacked a police officer, I would hope he would beat him into the ground and drag his butt to jail and leave him there. Because when he called me, guess what? You're staying. And don't ask Dad to send you nothing to put on your account at the jailhouse. I had a stepson done that. He got in jail, and he went to prison. And he called his mom and said, I need $500 on my account. I said, what for? He's in jail. He don't have to buy gas. He don't have to buy food. He don't have to pay for his rent. Let him sit there. And I wouldn't send nothing. I wouldn't send him a TV. I wouldn't send him a radio. Because you know what? If people went to jail and they had to serve their time and not be pampered and not be coddled to, a lot of this would stop. A lot of it would stop. And these people that's out here beating people to death and stuff, I say bring back the electric chair, okay? Bring back the electric chair. Don't just put them to sleep with some needles that makes them stop breathing. Bring back the electric chair. Or better yet, start going back to the old days with the public hangings. I'd have no problem with that. Take them to the town square. If you kill somebody, you go to the town square, you get strung up. I guarantee you. Now, I've seen people that's been hung. And I guarantee you, if you see somebody that's been hung, you're not going to want to do something to get yourself hung if that's the consequence. There wasn't as much hangings as they thought there was in the old days. Because most people didn't fool around. Everybody was armed. You probably get shot before you got to the tree. You know, you get shot in the commission of what you're doing. And down here where I'm from, we had a farmer caught somebody stealing from him. Caught him stealing in his barn. He made him put his hand in a vise and he took a 3-pound hammer and he broke that guy's hand all to pieces. And he said, "Now you come back, I'll break the other one." And he's not come back. But he did spend some time in jail because he went to the hospital and told them what he'd done. Then they checked with the farmer and said, "You really need press charges." Okay, this was years ago. But, if people knew the consequences that messing her up could do, it would stop.
Also, Bill, I've got to put some responsibility where it belongs here. I feel it's my opinion that we as Americans have to stop acquiescing to everybody from these people, these special interest groups, all of this ridiculous tribal issue, identity politics. We've got to stop acquiescing to our government officials that are supposed to be working for us. We are acquiescing. We're lying down. If we got up and said enough, we're not gathering together, and stop watching the news unless you investigate what they're telling us. Be independent thinkers. Look it up for your doggone self if it takes you all night. Find out for yourself. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with it. And, I think back to when my child was in school, we were in Maine. And I went to a parent-teacher conference. I was not happy with what the teacher had done. I won't get into that. But I went to a parent-teacher conference with the principal. And this lady sat there and tried to lecture me on how I could speak, what I could refer her to her as. I guess she wanted me to call her God, and I sure wasn't going to do that. Okay. And finally, I looked at her, and I said, "You know what? I said, where I come from, I said, we call people what they are. And I said, right now, you're being an ass. I said, don't you lecture me on proper English. I said, I know it took you, how long it took you to be in college. I said, I've got 5 more years on you. I said, I've been to graduate school. You've not. I said, so don't sit there and try to tell me how I have to speak to you. I said, because my First Amendment rights does not end with your feelings. My Second Amendment rights don't end with your feelings. There's not a right in the Bill of Rights that ends with anybody else's feelings. And we need to start standing up, calling it what it is, and putting a stop to this. I mean, my gosh, we was looking at different things, going on in this country, and it just blows me away the things that are being done out of, let's not offend this person. Let's not offend that person. Well, you know what? One of the most offended people in the country right now is the white American male. We've been called angry old white men. Okay. Well, you know what? Angry old white men built the skyscrapers around here. Angry old white men built the farms that feed you. Angry old white men drive the trucks that carry the goods, that feed you, clothe you, and take care of you. And yet we are trod upon. We are trod upon because of our skin color. We're trod upon. Now that is racism, and I don't care where you look at it, and it's misandryism. And if you don't know what misandrist is, look it up in the dictionary. I think you'd be interested to learn that word, misandrist, because that is the way that this place has gone, this country. I don't think I'm any better than a black man, a brown man, a yellow man, a green man. I don't think I'm any better than any woman out there. And I've always, you know, I've had women work for me, and they made the same wage as the men made. I didn't treat anybody any different, you know, and I respected them, and they respected me. But the problem with this country is now we don't have respect. I wanted you just to think about this shirt this guy was wearing, okay? You know, this fella we was just talking about, this this Accord guy. He was wearing a shirt in a picture we saw on social media. It says, and it spells it out. I'm just going to use the first initial. F your war. F your borders. We don't follow your effing orders. In other words, we're going to do whatever the hell we want. Damn the law. Damn you. Damn your rights. Damn your property. Damn your family. Whatever we want to do, we're going to do it, and you're not going to stop us. Well, I'm going to tell you, America, it's coming out into the counties. It's coming out into the rural areas. It's starting. They said they were going to do this, okay? Now, if this is not them, okay. But I'm telling you, it's coming. It's coming. And everything we have heard from the news, everything we have heard from the politicians, everything we have heard from a lot of the police departments, not all of them. God bless Sheriff Grady down in Florida. God bless Mark Lamb out in Arizona. Okay. Those two guys I know. God bless them, because they're not going to let you come into their towns and do this. They're going to deputize everybody in their county if you come in there and start this stuff. And when they're deputized, they're going to be armed, and you're either going to back off or you're going to get shot. That's what's going to happen.
Bill, there's 330 million of us. All we have to do is stand up and say enough. That's it.
That's all we have to do. And, Deborah, we're doing that. We're doing that. That's what Citizens Against Terrorism is about. We're not out there to start a war. We're out there to stop a terrorist invasion. We're under a terrorist attack, both domestic and foreign. There are foreign actors in these crowds. We talked about that last week. There's the other day, I think. There's foreign actors in these crowds. People's coming from overseas into these riots. They're not protests. They're not peaceful. I get so sick every time I turn on the news. Peaceful protests. That's all you hear out of politicians. Their cities are burning. Their countrysides are burning. Their people are dying. There's nothing left but shambles. And they talk about peaceful. Well, I'm here to tell you they're not. Now, I tell you what, Citizens Against Terrorism is here to protect your community. They're here to protect your life. They're here to protect your property. They're here to protect your home, your businesses, your churches, your schools, your libraries, your cemeteries, your cars and your trucks. We're here to protect all that. But we need help. Do we not, Debbie? We need to be bigger.
We do. And I don't care. I'll say this, Bill, because I know you've got a wrap. We've got, maybe there's a higher agenda here that's causing this horror. But please, yes, we need help. We need help.
Complacency is going to get you nothing. It's going to lose you everything. So I'm going to ask people tonight to just go to citizensagainstterrorism.org, look at our website, see what we've got to say. Just do us that favor. Give us that much respect for what we do going out in your streets to try to protect you. And again, go to citizensagainstterrorism.org. If you're interested in joining the organization, there's a rally point at the top of the page. It says Facebook Rally Point. You click that. You will be taken over to our Facebook page. You push join. At that point, we'll run through a preliminary review of you. And if we decide that we feel that you would be right for the organization, you will receive instructions on how to not just join the page, but join the actual organization. And if any of the people that's still on the page that hasn't joined, you need to get a hold of us if you want to be active. You need to get a hold of us, because this is coming. This is coming now. It's not going to wait. They're planning on laying siege on the White House, what, in 2 days?
Yep, the 14th. So, 14th.
God help us. God bless us. God bless America. God bless you. Until we talk to you again. Good night.